Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, family in Christ, welcome to another podcast. Thanks for sharing, for praying for us. We appreciate you so very much. Today we're going to talk about something very important. That is the gospel and children. One thing that could change America, if we're here long enough and the Lord doesn't return first, is reaching the children with the gospel of Jesus Christ and discipling so that they can go out and reach others, and this country will change if given enough time. That's what we're going to focus on, because I was talking with our guest before we got on the air today, how the enemy uses ways access to children at younger and younger ages. We've been talking about that in different news stories. Well, Child Evangelism Fellowship has a goal to reach 35 million children this year. CEF, it's an international organization. The website is cefonline.com. And we've got Fred Pry from CEF here. He became a career missionary 20 years ago for Child Evangelism Fellowship after 25 years in the business world. He started directing a local chapter in Pennsylvania that led to an appointment as the state director of Virginia, followed by joining the staff at CEF International Headquarters, and he was invited to lead USA Ministries. And since 2024, now he's been serving as vice president of administration and providing further leadership to Child Evangelism Fellowship's executive staff. Fred Pry, welcome to Worldview Matters. Thanks for your time today.
And it's so good to be with you and your listeners.
Well, you wouldn't be doing this if you didn't have a heart for the gospel and children. What came first? Was it both for you to get involved with CEF?
Well, for me, I became a follower of Christ at the age of 9.
Wow.
So it was all about the gospel for me personally. But then, of course, when you start having kids, I'm a family man, married, have 4 children. Now I have 4 grandchildren. And you realize the importance of the gospel, because it really only has the answers to life that anyone is searching for. The world doesn't provide it. There are no answers in our world. They promise a lot of things, but they don't deliver. The one thing that delivers day in and day out is the good news of Jesus Christ and a relationship with him.
Amen, brother. And it's so needed, as I was mentioning before we brought you on, that this country could change if given enough time. I just don't think we've been patient enough. I don't think we've had the focus on children, but would you care to speak to for a moment the fact that there is spiritual warfare involved and the enemy accesses kids? The enemy is making disciples. We're supposed to make disciples for Jesus, for the biblical worldview, but the enemy has done, I don't want to give Satan credit, but he uses minions, he uses people to disciple, to recruit young children, and it's been tragic to see what's been happening in our country over the past several decades.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you just look at the media can be used for good, it can be used for evil, and of course, many uses are happening around the world. Of course, our children are being influenced by media more and more, and I'm talking about the internet specifically, because kids have access to that where they didn't before. And so it's very, very important for parents to stay diligent, to stay aware, to be engaged with what their children are seeing, because the enemy is there. And the enemy seeks to, what does he seek to do? To kill and destroy. That's what he wants to do. He wants to seek to kill and destroy. And that starts at, if he can destroy a kid's life, a child's life, when they're young, till they get to the point of being older, they feel like they have no hope. And so it just shows the importance of reaching them at younger and younger ages.
So friends, CEF is on Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, and of course the website again, cefonline.com. Fred, I didn't realize, I knew you guys were in all 50 states and in most countries, by the way, around the world, but I didn't realize how big CEF is becoming or has become. 3,600 paid staff and tens of thousands of volunteers around the world. That's amazing. And it's been around since, was it 1937?
Yes, 1937. So it's been 88 years. And, you know, it's a testament to God's faithfulness to people that are committed to doing his work, that are called to do his work. We believe that's why God has blessed over these years. Yes, it began in small places, but it has grown here in the United States. And then I believe our first missionaries that we sent out went to Mexico. And then it's just continued to grow and grow ever since. And God is doing a work worldwide through CEF, and he deserves all the credit. We just are instruments. We are clay in the potter's hands, and he has sought for people that have his heart, like he sought out David because of his heart. He's looking for people like that as well, and God has blessed it. We're reaching this past year, and I shouldn't say this past year because I know we're in 25, but in 23, 25.2 million boys and girls reached in face-to-face ministry. Wow. And another 4 million through our digital ministries and literature. And so we just praise God for what he's been doing and allowing us to reach these vulnerable in our society.
So, Fred, we're going to talk about some of the ministries of CEF, Good News Clubs, 5-Day Club, some others. But what was the first, what really got Child Evangelism Fellowship going? How did they start?
Sure. So we affectionately call this gentleman Mr. O. It's J. Irvin Overholtzer. We call him Mr. O for, of course, apparent reasons.
Overholtzer.
Overholtzer, yes. He didn't believe children could be saved. Initially, he was a pastor, didn't believe it. And he started reading Spurgeon and Moody and others and reading their writings and understanding that's not what he believes. So he decided to do a quick test. He led several children to the Lord, but didn't tell anybody. He walked them through the gospel, just explained the gospel the best way he could. And he just sat back and waited to see what would happen. And one of the mothers came to him at a service that he was speaking in and said, "What did you do to my two little girls?" And that was the beginning, because that mother saw the difference that was noticeable. It was evident, and he hadn't said anything to that mother, but the mother noticed a difference because the Holy Spirit had entered that life and changed that those two children, and that was the beginning of our ministry.
Wow. So now let's talk about something that I don't think a lot of even Christians are not aware of, that you are allowed to use the public school facilities to bring in Good News Clubs. And you mentioned before we got on the air, some kids go before school, and then they have after school clubs, after hours, on the school facilities. You would think, well, you know, because we've thought God's taken out completely, we can't use them. Our tax dollars are paying for them. They better allow us to use the school facilities. Tell us about the Good News Clubs and how that works.
Sure. The Good News Clubs, especially those that are meeting in the public school after school, it's a powerful program, because many of those boys and girls, in fact, our statistics show that more than 50% of those children that attend a school-based Good News Club don't attend any church anywhere for any reason. And so it's a powerful place to share the gospel, the good news, with children who otherwise wouldn't come to know the gospel because they're not walking into our churches. So it's a great place to go. And God has opened that door for us to do that here in America. It is something that has been supported by the Supreme Court over and over and over again, reaffirmed over and over again. Now, do we have to continue to fight for that right with some school districts? Absolutely. We just won a case recently in the state of Hawaii, and Liberty Counsel is a great partner with CEF, and they've never lost one of our cases because to open that door, and yet the schools keep trying to do it. But yes, we do have the right to be there, and God is blessing.
And God's using it. And there is such an intolerance to the biblical worldview, and that's just grown. But there's also an ignorance, too, particularly when it comes to the First Amendment and religious freedom. And like you said, the school, the Good News Clubs in schools. What else would let's see. We have several more minutes now. Let's talk about how people can find out if there's a chapter in their area.
Sure. Just go onto our website, cefonline.com. And if you go to the Ministries tab, which is right at the top of the page, and at the top of the page, when you click on that, just quickly scroll to the bottom of the page, and there you will find a section that says find a chapter near you. And that's where you can type in, you can go there, you can type in your zip code, and it'll pull up the closest CEF office. And we have CEF offices in every state around this country. So you can find an office close to you and you can get involved locally.
Awesome. And again, friends, I mentioned the social media for Child Evangelism Fellowship, Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. So the next one would be the five-day club. Summers, you said this has been going on way before you even got involved with CEF. So Fred, tell us about the five-day clubs and how parents can get maybe their kids involved.
Sure. Five-day clubs basically happen right in the community. They happen in people's backyards and homes and garages, on the back porch, on the back deck. Wherever you can gather a group of children together, that's where we want to reach them with the gospel. And so they operate there, but they'll operate in community centers as well, in parks. Of course, if the weather's great, that's a great place to conduct it. And these are going on around the country. We have people that are preparing to be trained. We have young people that are going to be prepared to be trained. They're going to go to what we call Christian Youth in Action Training School, and that's where they will learn and learn all the little things that we employ to effectively share the gospel with boys and girls. And then they go out, and I tell you, it's an amazing thing to watch these teenagers and young adults actually teaching the children. The children love them. They look up to them. In fact, I've heard this many, many times. I want to be just like them when I grow up. Now, granted, I love when adults teach children too, and that's important as well. But to see these young people, these teenagers on fire for the Lord, and to see that demonstrated to children, it's a powerful thing. And it's so great because it's not just fun and games. It is Bible-based truth coming right from God's word in an exciting way that children just love to attend. They get involved in learning activities, just fun, and it's a great time that summer isn't wasted. It's a time for the scripture, for God to work as well.
That's awesome. And on that same page under Global Impact, under the five-day club, it says teachers trained, and the number is 577,000. Wow. I know you guys have been at this for a while, but that's wonderful. So, Fred, if someone wants to volunteer or at least get more information, I'm sure there's Get Involved. Would that be the tab to go to on the website?
Yeah, that would get... Yeah, give you a couple different options. So Okay. Yeah, visit our website. You can learn a lot more about the ministry. In fact, that's what I would like to tell your listeners. We get presented with a lot of good things. And we are all, as believers, called to the Great Commission, to fulfill the Great Commission. But we all don't have the same calling, specific calling. Like, what do we do? So I encourage people first to know about CEF, to visit the website, learn all you can. Then, so know, pray, give, and go. So the praying part is, God, is this where you want me to serve? Is this what you've called me to? Is this what you prepared me for? People are wondering many times, how do I fulfill the Great Commission? How God's called me, but I don't know where. Attending church is one thing, but getting involved, like, what do I do? How do I fulfill the Great Commission to go and tell people? So I say, pray about that. Is this where God's calling you? Maybe it is. And maybe it's, yes, get involved. This is a great ministry. There's a great return on investment, but maybe it leads to giving. Maybe it's, okay, I can't go. I don't have the ability to go. It doesn't work in my schedule, in my family situation, whatever, but I can support those that will go. I can support sharing the gospel with boys and girls. So it's pray, give, and then go. So if God's calling you to go, absolutely, get involved. Contact your local office. Get involved somewhere. Get trained. And we train people. You mentioned that over 500,000 teachers trained in a year. That's not That's not over several years. That's 1 year.
Oh, my goodness.
And we just praise God for what he's doing.
Wow. That is, well, praise God. We're right with you on that. And they've got their Facebook page. They've got a little video on Unite. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break with Fred Pry. And friends, again, it's a nonprofit. The website is cefonline.com. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Introducing Patriot Mobile, the wireless carrier that stands with you. We are committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream.
Get free activation now with promo code David. Hey friends, right now Freedom Project Academy is enrolling students for this fall with live, anytime, and homeschool courses for pre-kindergarten through the 12th grade. And to celebrate 15 years of academic excellence, we're offering a 15% discount on all courses. Visit freedomforschool.com. That's freedom, F-O-R, school.com. Use the code David15 to save 15%. That's David15. And you can save 15% on all courses at Freedom Project Academy. So we're speaking with Fred Pry here, Child Evangelism Fellowship. And I definitely want to get to the, I love Christmas. Got to get to the Christmas Party Club. But first, what is Unite? Unite platforms.
So our Unite platform is a platform design. It's a safe platform designed just for children. Now, do teenagers go there? Yeah, there are some. Do adults go there? Yes, parents go there. But primarily, it's designed for children. So there's all kinds of things. There's song videos there, Christian song videos that teach not just a fun, cute Christian song, but it's a song that has a message and it reinforces the truth of God's word. And then there are all kinds of shorts, what we call shorts. They're just short videos, animated videos that are there for the children. Plus there's actually full length movies there. We've partnered with the Jesus Film Project, a Jesus film for children that's on there, and many other things as well. Many from many other partners that we join with to, again, to get the gospel, the good news out to boys and girls that won't come to our face-to-face ministries or that we don't have access to. Hmm. And the exciting part is this isn't just U.S.-based. It is U.S.-based, excuse me, but it is reaching children around the world. In fact, some of the largest populations of children visiting our Unite platform are coming out of Africa. And it's just amazing to see what God is doing.
Wow, that's exciting. And I was really thrilled to see this on your website, Military Children's Ministry. Talk to us about that for a moment.
Sure. MCM is just a focus of our ministry. We realize that these boys and girls move every 2 to 3 years with their parents, and they feel disconnected often. And so this is a great way, as we get into more and more military installations with Good News Club, five-day clubs, children can move and still have that familiarity of people that love and care for them in the ministry that's going on in the military installation nearest to them. But this is a great, we're over 30 installations right now. It's just amazing what God is doing, how he's reaching these children. And these are scared children. Their parents are serving in the military, some in very dangerous locations, and they live with this constant fear of, is my mom or my dad not coming home? And this is a way that we can really disciple them, build into them, have a relationship with Christ, you know, introduce them to Christ, where they can have the confidence that God will never leave them, no matter if a parent is deployed or not.
By the way, if you click on MCM on your website, there's an interactive map there on installations across the country. And it looks like if every one of those green, red, or blue dots are one of these installations, it looks like it's closer to 40 or more. Wow, there's just a lot. So that's really good.
Yes. So yes, the green ones are actually where we're currently in.
Okay.
And then I believe The red ones, if I remember, there's a key there, but if I believe the red ones are target or the blue's target. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
But you can look there and you can learn, hey, am I near one? And by the way, people can get volunteer to serve in those as well. You have to jump through a few extra hoops because you actually get on these installations. So you have to be fingerprinted and do some other things to
great.
Get there. But that's what our ministry can help, especially people that have served in the military.
Yes.
They know what it's like. And so to ministering to those boys and girls is so impactful for them because they were once there.
That's awesome. So Fred, now Merry Christmas. Is it too early to say Merry Christmas for the rest of the, anyway, so let's talk about
I think it's Christmas all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's the true story of Christmas. It never changes. That means Jesus did become flesh, dwelt among us, and you know, that's the story. Praise God. But what's a Christmas party club? You said this is relatively new to CEF?
Yes, as far as a primary ministry, yes. We've always done party clubs, but this has really become a focus of our ministry. It opens the door. Kids love Christmas, number one, around the world. That's universal. No matter what religion you may ascribe to, they all know what Christmas is. Now, some families, of course, may not entertain or may not decorate or may not do some of the things, but everybody knows what Christmas is. And so it's a great opportunity to have a Christmas party club, which is just a one-time event. It's an evangelistic event that will share the gospel with a Christmas theme. And many times it's introducing boys and girls to the Christ of Christmas for the first time. It's not all about presents. It's about the Christ of Christmas. And so it's a great time to do that. We even do this in what we call sensitive countries that I can't name the country. We call them red countries, so because it's dangerous to do ministry there. But we do them there, and we do a special type of story that's usually a child-based story, but the gospel is included because the child comes to know what the gospel is in the story, and they come to believe Christ as Savior, believe in Him and trust Him as Christ as Savior. So we use a child story to give the gospel in those sensitive areas.
Oh my goodness. I'm glad you're reaching children and using the Christmas Party Club to do that. But when you said, you know, it's not about presents, I mean, there's a lot of adults that don't know the true story of what Christmas means, and they think it's about presents, but it's not about receiving presence, but the gift, the God's free gift to us of salvation through Christ, that is a present, I guess you could say, but we call it a free gift. But some people think, oh, it's all about giving and whatever. But it is about His presence in our lives, right? So, yes. Fred, we're down to about 5 minutes. Is there anything you wanted to share that we didn't cover yet that you want to talk about Child Evangelism Fellowship?
I would just share with your listeners, you know, it's exciting to see what God has been doing in CEF over these 88 years. And we, as an organization, we have a president who is committed to doing more, and we believe we're called to reach more and more children around the world. And the reason I bring that up is because in 2023, we reached 25.2 million boys and girls, and I shared that number before. We believe God wants us to continue to see that grow because there are 8 billion people in this world, and I believe it's 2.5 billion children in this world, and we want to see more and more of them come to know Christ. So our goal in the next few years, and we'll say 10 or 12 or 15, because we know God is about this work, and we're just following Him. But we would like to reach 100 million boys and girls every single year. And, of course, increase that in the future. But right now, I can say this. The number's not published yet, so I have to be very careful. In 2024, we grew from that 25.2, so I can't tell you that number because we keep that for a very special occasion. But it did grow, and our goal this year in 2025 is 35 million boys and girls. And so we really want to, we're working hard, we want to grow the ministry. And I would just say, people, Pray for us. Get involved. Get to know the ministry. Give if you can. It's a wonderful way to get the gospel, fulfill the Great Commission before the Lord does return.
So, Fred, before we let you go, I want to get back to the Good News Clubs for a minute and talk about the public schools. What a fertile ground. What an environment for where evangelism is needed and the gospel is needed desperately. How can maybe parents find out if there's a club that meets at their local school? Or do you do some parents have Christian kids and have them attend? Or, you know what I mean? If they're already Christian, yeah. Just tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great place for children to be further discipled. Of course, even if they're going to church maybe once, you know, on the weekend, I mean, that's great. But this is a great place, especially Good News Club, because it meets once every week as well and really supports what the church is already doing, what the parents
hopefully.
Are doing at home. Plus, yeah, hopefully. Plus, we encourage in our Good News Clubs, we have Wonder Devotional books. We encourage the child to spend time with God every single day as a good habit for life, because that's where the joy comes in walking with the Lord, is as we spend time with him every day. We don't ignore him. We spend time with him. So we teach boys and girls to do that. And what that means is reading his word, praying, talking to him, allow him to speak to you, and then being a witness to others as well as what God is teaching you. And so really discipling them. It's a great place for boys and girls to be discipled. So Good News Club is a powerful place for discipleship. It's a great place for Christian kids to attend. Plus, they can be the catalyst for inviting friends who are unsaved in their schools to come to school. So it's a great place for that to happen as well.
Yeah, so friends, again, you can go to cefonline.com and you can find out if there's anything near you. Find a local chapter by going down to the bottom and there's a yellow button that says USA. Click on that and then you can enter in a search or just scroll down and find your state. But very important. That's why we wanted to have Fred come on today. So we're very thankful for your time, thankful for all you've been doing. So again, you've been with CEF. How many years? It's over 20, right?
Yeah, it's 22 now.
22 yes. years. Wow. Appreciate all the work you're doing. Your staff is growing, and so is your influence. And as the gospel needs to get out there, we're thankful for your ministry, brother. And again, friends, it's nonprofit, so you can give. If God puts that in your heart, go to the website and just scroll around and get more information on CEF. Thank you for your time today, Fred.
Oh, it's been my privilege.
All right. Praise God. It's so exciting. This was encouraging just to hear about the work that they're doing and how they're reaching children. And by the numbers, too, it's really surprising because we tend to see all the garbage that's going on in America, in our culture and around the country. But we forget that there are active ministries, great men and women of God that are teaching and training the youth and getting out there and the gospel is getting out. Thank you, Jesus. So, friends, thank you for sharing the podcast. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.